Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM, KCII. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your dress. I'm Jerry Edwards on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Washington County 4-H and Youth Coordinator Amy Green, continuing our talk about the recent summer camp, talking about the visits from the Bows and Bullets Club, the Eagle Bots Club, as well as some of the magic around summer camp.
Those are both actually specialty clubs in Washington County. The kids who are a part of those clubs all kind of have the common interest of that particular topic. And so Bows and Bullets 4-H Club is a shooting sports club, and they are able to do all things that 4-H has to offer, but again, kind of focus in on specifically some of that outdoor education and shooting sports. And so the kids who are involved in archery specifically, there were a couple of those youth there helping in addition to having those archery discipline leaders sharing their equipment, teaching about their equipment, and then leading an archery station for our 4-H'ers. Lots of them have done some of that through their school programs particularly, but there are lots of first-timers as well getting to learn and experience that. So we appreciate the 4-H Club, you know, sharing their equipment and their time, two different days being there and helping kids. And then Jim Pitcher, he is our leader for the Eagle Bots Club. They're a part of the First Tech Challenge, which is a nationwide robotics experience for youth. And Jim just has a lot of experience in outdoors, and he was a Boy Scout leader for, I think, 100 years maybe. So he's just got a lot of different knowledge based on things. And so we asked him to come and share what would be appropriate. And so he did some GPS things, but really realized, we need to go back to the basics. Let's just focus on the compass. And I know kids were able to learn through his station too.
Now, one of the things I see here that you talked about was the magic of camp in full effect. And now with kids today's technology being so important, you get a lot of kids staying inside over the summertime. What is that magic of camp that you can't quite experience if you just stay inside all day?
That is such a cool way of putting it. It makes me a little emotional. That's so dorky, but you know what's really neat, and we talked about at the end, kind of debriefing with our counselors, that, you know, what went well, what surprised you, you know, what do we need to remember for next year, those kind of questions. And it was wonderful. Oh, I don't know why it makes me sad. It was wonderful to hear them say they were surprised at how well the kids mixed. You know, we had groups made of 4th, 5th, and 6th graders, which although that seems like they're the same age, they're very different stages as well. So they were mixed in that capacity, but they were also mixed, you know, male, female. They were mixed Washington kids with Keokuk kids, with Iowa kids. You know, all of their groups were a mixture. And we did large group things too, you know, so everybody was mixed. And it was reassuring, I think, to hear the counselors say the kids got along, like they mixed together and it didn't matter where they were from or what age group they were in. They said it was surprising to them to see how well they got along and were willing to just, you know, hey, we're all here doing the same thing. And so I thought that was pretty special. That's pretty magical, I think, you know, because grown-ups just can't seem to do that sometimes. And so it's good to see kids be able to just dive right in and have fun together and learn together. So that's what really stands out to me, I guess, right now. But there's a lot of magic and privilege, I feel like, in my job getting to see kids do things for the first time. Like I said, you know, the kid catching the fish, or there's a pretty awesome water slide, you know, and to see the kids say, oh, I don't know if I can do this, and then they do it, and then they want to do it 100 times more. So getting to be able to stand alongside with them while they do those kind of things is pretty magical.
That was today's Halcyon House Washington page with Washington County 4-H and Youth Coordinator Amy Green, continuing our talk about the magic of summer camp. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your dress. I'm Jerry Edwards with KCII News.